Hi. So, I've been at the United Church of Chapel Hill for a long time, ever since I was a little kid that couldn't pay attention in services past the bell ringing. I've been in pretty much every Sunday school classroom and have been a part of youth church ever since I was old enough. This church has taught me many things, both religious and personal, but one of the most important to me is that church is a community. Religion can be personal and private, but church is a community. It's a community that helped me learn what the Bible was and how to read it. It taught me how to talk to people about my religion and beliefs and to keep an open mind. Most importantly to me, however, it taught me not just how to be a Christian, but what it meant. And it taught me how to speak and how to listen, which brings me to where I am here today. I learned how to speak during confirmation by learning why I believed in what I believed in and how to share those beliefs and how to speak right and how to speak well. I learned how to listen through listening to other people's stories and understanding that although my story is a piece and it is a personal story, other people's stories need to be shared as well, and you need to listen. These two ideas of speaking and listening led me to this point in my life and will doubtless lead me farther in years to come. United Church has taught me so many things, and wherever I go, no matter how much my personal religion changes or doesn't, I will always remember this place. The place with the hanging lights and the circular stained glass window up there, and the wooden cross back there, the communion table. I will remember this place. I will remember being a young kid sliding down the teal tile underneath the pews, and I will remember walking down the hall, stealing snacks from the table, and just growing up laughing in the Sunday school classrooms. I will always remember this church because it took me in no matter my beliefs and who I am, and taught me well. Thank you.
Hello. So, this past week, I was on a classroom camping trip to the woods at Jordan Lake. Considering it was a school trip, it was actually fun. I figured out many things that I was grateful for and things that I usually take for granted. I was grateful for the trees, the nature, the sunrise, the campfire, and the bug spray. And now that I'm back, I'm very grateful for my bed at home. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow me in all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. These few lines in Psalm 23 really stand out for me because I feel that they all relate to gratitude. The first line especially is saying that God gives me everything I need, so I should be grateful for it and know that what I have is enough. I am originally from Nicaragua, a country in Central America. I was born there and moved to North Carolina when I was 3. Although I am grateful for my heritage, Nicaragua is at a rough point in its history. Daniel Ortega, the president that came into office from tampered elections, is in his third consecutive presidential term. During his presidency, he has been oppressing citizens across Nicaragua. Over 2,000 people have been injured and 325 people have died. The vast majority have been citizens not engaged in violence. Two of my own grandparents are currently living in Nicaragua. They want to leave, but can't. But in the midst of all this sadness, there is a brave group from our very own church planning on going to Nicaragua, and I am grateful for them. That is why I love this church, because it is so involved in social justice matters here and around the world, and why I want to be part of in it and have a say in the decisions. I am also very grateful for confirmation this year, because it has been such a transformative experience. mostly because I had never really analyzed my view on my religion before. I had just taken it for granted that everyone else thought the same way I did. This past year, during confirmation, we have dug very deeply into the Christian religion and how it was formed. So the next time you are feeling overwhelmed or stressed, know that you have many things to be grateful for, and know that what you have is enough. Thanks.
Good morning. So, here I am on my confirmation day, almost 16 years old. And if you had told 13-year-old me that I would be standing up here getting confirmed and speaking about how much I loved it, 13-year-old me would have laughed. I was not always so open and ready to accept a life of faith in God and Christianity. But as the past 3 years have gone on, the United Church of Chapel Hill has taught me so much about broad thinking and the interpretation of the Bible. I've learned truly that being Christian means something different to everyone, and I've developed my own understanding and love for my faith. And I found much of it while working with Ian and Laura in this class. They've provided me with a comfortable environment to ask questions and be open to things I'd never even known about. And with that, getting to know my fellow confirmands and speak about our beliefs and thoughts and differences was an incredible experience. We had so many fun times, sad times, and crazy learning experiences together from Ian's long, long timeline, or from watching weird videos and eating candy out of the floor. A bowl on the floor. These people and our teachers have helped me to truly realize my faith and fully embrace it, and this class could not have come at a better time for me. In this joyous and beautiful bit of my life that has fallen upon me in the past few months, exploring my faith and learning it through me has made life so much more fulfilling. I've started to pray every day, and it gives me hope. The ability to push farther forward through every day's up and downs. It is one move across the board in life's tabletop game. Going to church is no longer a weekly chore like it was when I was a child, but a checkpoint, an opportunity to reflect upon what life has given me the past week, the past month, the past year. Confirmation helped me learn how to reflect and move forward, to reinterpret every day of my life and find the new meaning in what is old. I share these reflections and this faith with my friends and my family, who've supported me and made me happier than I could ever imagine. I have learned that no matter what shortcomings fall upon me, one must trudge on. To be strong in one's faith is to be strong in life. I hold my head high in the face of anxiety and adversity, and I look towards the future. I look towards finishing my education and creating a life of my own. To getting married and raising a family and seeing my own children off to confirmation class every Sunday. Building their own faith the way I have built mine. To have faith is to have hope, and I no longer live in the world I did 3 years ago where I felt faithless and hopeless. Today, I stand proud and sure of myself, grateful for the foundation Ian and Laura and my confirmands helped me build. Now that I have faith, I have hope. And I have nothing but faith in my God and hope in my future. Thank you. Please rise and join us in a song.